Intermezzo is brought to you in part by Golden Fowler Home Furnishings, Traverse City's original furniture store, where you'll discover furniture you'll love to come home to.
Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce around some ideas about classical music.
I'm Christy Lesperance, and co-hosting with me this week is...
Sunday!
Sunday is playing a mouse in the Nutcracker Ballet performances at Interlochen Arts Academy. Last night was opening night, and the ballet has four more performances this weekend. Sunday, what's the best part of being in your first ballet?
I really liked the rehearsal. I liked being backstage with my friend Odessa, who is also a baby mouse.
This week on Intermezzo, we're going to get into the gift-giving spirit of the season by unwrapping some of the most magical parts of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet. So far, our gift pile has a Nutcracker doll and several items from the land of sweets, chocolate, coffee, and tea. I know that you are crossing your fingers for books. What is the last gift of the Nutcracker?
Candy canes.
Yes, I was hoping for candy canes. Do you like candy canes?
I love candy canes.
So when you eat a candy cane, do you start with the hook side or the straight end, or do you start in the middle like a dog with a bone?
I usually start at the straight end.
Do you make a really, really sharp point?
Yeah.
The candy cane dance is the Russian trepak, danced by Cossack dancers. What does this dance look like?
Well, there are a lot of spins, and they do a lot of stuff that I don't think I could do. They, like, balance on their, like, really, really, really tiptoes.
What's the best holiday gift you've ever received?
One of the things that I got last year, my mom bought me like this little Christmas ornament. It was like a white fox, and it like had like fur, and it lives in my room until Christmas time.
Are you really excited about being in the Nutcracker?
Yeah.
What's something that you've noticed that you didn't know about before?
I actually did not know that there were baby mice in the Nutcracker.
And now you are one.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to be a ballerina?
Well, it's really fun.
Thank you so much for helping out this week, Sunday. I'll be looking for you in the Nutcracker.
Okay, see you then.
It's time, finally, to reveal this week's mystery melody. Were you able to name it? Here's a longer clip.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus.
This week's mystery melody was I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Now I'd like to see a version of the Nutcracker where Clara gets a hippo.
He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue.
Thanks for joining Sunday and me for Nutcracker Mouse Tales. I'm Christy Lesperance, producer and host of Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio. Additional production help comes from Amanda Sewell and Isabel Lee. And Scott Clemens is our digital content producer. Listen next week to hear about the surprising backstories of some of our favorite Christmas carols. See you then.
Interlochen Public Radio.